Thanks for tuning in to this week's Wolf Watch. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and right now I'm standing here at the Wrangell High School gym, and I'm watching the girls and boys prepare for their upcoming games this weekend. I'm about to talk with coaches Dane, Vincent, and Ray Stokes about their hopes for the upcoming games, and then I'll also catch up with some of the students and ask how their season's been going so far. So how'd your last games go after last weekend?
Well, not as well as we would have liked, but we played pretty well one half and not so well the second half, so hopefully we can pick it up a little bit this week.
What do you think happened in between the two halves?
I've been asked this all kinds of times, but it seems like we get behind a little bit, and especially in the second half, and I think the kids try and make it all up at once, and usually it just gets worse when you do that. So, they just try a little bit maybe to make it up too fast and take bad shots and throw in a turnover or two, and all of a sudden, we're pretty much out of the game. So hopefully we won't get in that situation this weekend.
What are your hopes for this weekend's game?
I'd like to really see if we could come out and play two full games, one right after another, and just see if we can be in the ball game the whole time, and rather than have all these, ups and downs, it'd be nice just to see us just play a good ball game for a whole night.
How do you think the boys are feeling after last weekend?
To their credit, that's the one positive thing. They seem to come back okay. I think it bothers me a little bit more than it bothers them, probably, but maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Sometimes I wish they'd take it a little more serious, but I guess on the bright side of that, at least they come back next time still okay with everything. And so I think we'll be all right to come back and play this weekend. I think their attitudes seem good, so that's good.
Did you have any players that did stand out to you as playing particularly well?
I think Ryan's playing better and better. He's shooting the ball better, and we're getting him a few more touches, it seems to be. And each one of them are doing some good things, but we just collectively as a team need to get better and more unified.
When you guys travel for a game, what's that like?
Well, actually, we haven't been on the road. Well, I guess we did go to the Petersburg tournament, but kids take it too much as a vacation, I think, sometimes, so I have to hound them a little bit about studies and realizing that school's still going on while we're away. And then probably the hardest thing is just getting to somewhere and then turning the kids over to a family and basically not having a whole lot of contact with them at that time, and you show up at the gym and you play, and so that's kind of hard. And trying to get parents to get kids to the gym when they live way out the road and say, well, we'd like, and so it's always kind of difficult that way, but it's just life on the road in Southeast, you do what you can do and you don't worry about the things you can't.
All right, sounds good. Well, good luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Shane. Appreciate it. All right.
What's your position on the team?
Post.
I mean, what exactly do you do?
You just get big on the basket, and when they pass you the ball, you make a move to the basket.
And how long have you been playing?
Ever since I remember.
Okay. What year are you in school right now?
I'm a senior.
And what games do you have coming up this week?
We have Craig.
When is that going to be?
This Friday and Saturday.
Okay. What are your biggest worries about that game?
Just hopefully we play as a team and work together.
And what do you think your biggest strengths have been so far this season?
We not really had it very good this year, so hopefully we'll build on that.
What do you think you need to work on?
Hustle and teamwork and just passes and fundamentals.
Okay. What was one of the best things that happened this season?
I don't know, our first game we did pretty good as a team. That was fun. We just played as a team. It was against Haynes. We beat them 10 or by 10 or something.
Okay. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
One. So with this game this weekend, what are you guys doing to prepare?
Just more hustling in practice and more running at the end and all that.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much.
So I'm standing here with Coach Dean Vincent, and can you tell me, how has this season been going so far for you?
So far it's been going pretty good for me. We've had 9 games. We're 5-4 right now. We just lost 2 to Met. Before that we were 5-2. And the girls are doing really well as far as communication and keeping themselves together, and that's been a real plus this year.
So what happened with these last 2 games against Met?
We only took 7 players, took 2 varsity, 2 sophomores, and 3 freshmen with us over there. So our team was depleted a little bit when we went over there. And a lot of our execution on our offense didn't run like it normally would.
What's the makeup of your team right now?
I mean, grade-wise, I've got 4 seniors, 1 junior, 4 or 5 sophomores, and probably 5 freshmen.
So it sounds like you'll have a pretty strong team in the future, keeping on for the next few years.
Yeah, if they stay with it and keep a ball in their hand and don't just, as soon as the season's over, they lock the door and put the balls up and don't touch them again. They'll do real well if they keep it up.
What were some of the best moments of this season so far?
I think the best moments for me, you mean? Best moments for me, I guess, are just the way the girls are holding it together and really working together as a team and not, you know, having a fuss and a fight in between them. It's really been a plus this year.
And what about for the team as a whole in terms of how it's been playing?
They've been playing real well. They're starting to get into our new offense a little bit and seeing what we're utilizing on our defense. And defense is going to be a real strong for us. We've got to focus on that mainly right now.
What was the game highlight from this season?
I really can't tell you. I guess it's beating Petersburg at homecoming.
How did that feel? I heard that was a pretty crazy moment for you guys.
It was. It's just you know, anytime Petersburg's a real strong team, they always have been. Dino does a really good job with them. And anytime you can pull a win off of them, it's a real highlight to me.
So how are you preparing for this weekend's games?
We got Thorne Bay coming Wednesday and Thursday, and Thorne Bay is an exceptionally tough team. They've been beating 4A teams up north in tournaments and stuff, and just came off a tournament where they went 3-0 and won that one. They're just a really tough team. We're gonna have to slow it down and try to get our offense going the way we want it to. Watch our passes because they're quick. And then of course after that we go over to Craig on Friday morning. And I've been watching films on that and ask the girls to watch it, find out what they run on offense, how they do their defense and stuff like that, and what we're going to try to do against it.
Are there any specific things you're going to do to prepare for playing Craig?
Mainly just try to find out what they're doing on offense and try to maintain that. You know, we've got to focus on our defense, and with our quickness, that's what we're going to have to focus on.
What position are you?
Point guard.
Okay, what does that do?
You pretty much facilitate the ball around and bring the ball up the court.
Cool. So how long have you been playing?
Since 3rd grade.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Very neat. So for you, what was the best game you've played this whole season?
I think our best games were against Petersburg here at homecoming.
What happened during the game that made it extra awesome?
I think that we just played really well together as a team, and our defense was really good, and it's the best that we've played together all season.
So how does your whole team prepare for a match that big?
Nothing special, really. We just practice hard during the week, like always.
What is it like when you travel to an away game?
Well, sometimes you get group pals, which you're staying in the school, and sometimes that can be kind of tough because you're getting up really early in the morning and there's classes going on and stuff and you don't get a bed to sleep in, but getting housed out is nice.
What happens then?
You just go and stay with somebody else from the other team, with another teammate of yours. And so it's kind of cool. You get to meet new people, and it's fun.
That's really cool. What about this this game that you're going to be playing with Craig this weekend? What do you think about what's going to happen there?
I'm hoping, since we're going to have most of our team back, that we're going to come out and play with a lot of intensity and really get after it again and just play good together again.
Because, yeah, during when you guys were playing Met, you didn't have your whole team, right?
No, we were missing five people that normally suit up for varsity. So we were a little shorthanded, but it was cool that some of the people that don't normally get to play got a lot of good experience, and it was a good team bonding.
And what year are you right now?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior right now? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are your plans for the future? Are you going to keep playing?
Maybe intramural a little bit. I don't know.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.